Okay, Rabbi Sai. We'll begin with one side of the sheet, and then we'll go further, and then we'll get to the second side. First, what we're going to look at is, just as a hakdama, is the part of the sheet, the side that says Mevoi Mesilas Yeshorim. This has been some sort of a little bit of an introduction. There's literally tens and tens of different kind of editions of the Mesilas Yeshorim that have been put out throughout the years. Talking about 250 years, many, many Perushin have been written on the Mesilas Yeshorim. In one of the editions, the following comments were made, which is kedai to look at it to give us again a little bit of appreciation before we go again into the study of the Ramchal. He says as follows, as you follow. Echad hamyuchad mibein gedoyli Yisrael. That one of the outstanding gedoyli Yisrael once heid al atzmoi, gave testimony on himself, ki hu margish atzmoi, that he believes that he's capable, ki mi shi misugal l'chaber chiburin dugmas hanoi de b'yehuda ba'alofet. A particular outstanding Gadol Yisrael says that he has the ability to basically write another sefer similar to the Noi Reb Yehuda when it comes to halacha. Ach hu chosh choisar oinen b'chdei lichtoiv omud echot shel sefer Mesilas Yeshorim. But he finds himself incapable of being able to duplicate even just one page. He's able to copy on his own and be able to recreate his own sefer on the level of a Noi Reb Yehuda, a particular Gadol Yisrael said. But he finds himself too weak to even be able to simulate or to write even one omud of the Mesilas Yeshorim. K'moy Kein, similarly, Noidas HaRatzosoi means the tremendous chashivas hamuflegis, the extreme chashivas, Shadineinu HaGrozal, the Goyim, Shekifish Mefursim, as is known, Hoyenochoin was ready, Lekates Raglov, to go by foot, on the Nas Lekabos Pnei HaRamchal Zatzal, Mema Hispalu, so the question is, what was really the extra Hispalus called Kach Gedol Yisrael of the Risayim? Obviously, there is something that they saw, something very special. Something miyuchid. A lot of great Sfarim have been written, but we don't find the attitudes of other Gedol Yisrael, greats should be greats, to basically express themselves with such accolades and to consider themselves to be so incapable of producing. And the Goy's expression, to die to walk by foot many, many miles in order to be Mekabel Ramchal. What was it so special that you see in the Mesilas Yeshorim? So he points out that as HaHagdora HaMemata Shel HaSefer, to be able really to pinpoint the essence of the Sefer, Nosan has been a Goyim Reb Yitzchak Isaac shares that Tzal, famous God of Israel. Kifi Shishoma Mepiv, as was heard from his mouth, Rabbeinu Yecheskel Sarna, Rosh Yeshivas Chevron, Knesset Yisrael. Yecheskel Sarna quoted, Rosh Yeshivas Chevron as he was, Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna quoted what he heard from Reb Yitzchak Isaac Sher. Vekach Omar, Reb Yitzchak Isaac Sher said as follows, that Masha also HaRambam Bahalocha, also Rabbeinu Beira. What the Rambam did to the world of Halacha, the contribution that the Rambam made in the world of Halacha, corresponded to that the Mesilas Yeshorim did in the world of Yira, in Yerushalayim. V'ochein, and in fact, Adli Yodah Chazoko, truth be told, till the Rambam's Chibur, Yodah Chazoko, came upon the scene, V'hoye Chibur Digmosoi, there is no chibur to match it. Shehikif is called Hatoyre Kula Halacha L'Maisa Seder Hanochim. There's no one who did such comprehensive work in Halacha as the Rambam, which everybody clearly knows and everybody understands and agrees. So there were a lot of svarim before the Rambam as well. But obviously we understand with the Rambam's major contribution, because basically he covers Kol HaToyre Kula and himself writes it that way. The idea was to go through Shas with all the chapter of the Tari and the complications would be too difficult for many people. So the Rambam, therefore, in order to have it, to say to Nochem, to have it quite easily, to be able to find any halacha at his fingertips, so therefore it was Mesaver Kol HaToyre Kula, basically to say to Nochem, according to a particular Seder, where one is able to follow and to learn and to find any halacha he wants. That was a miyukid, a very special, unique type of work that the Rambam did. The same idea is also when it comes to Svarim and Yiro. There were written Svarim by Rishonim and so on. V'cheinu b'sifrei ha-Yiro, matzinu Svarim l'Rishonim she'osku b'inyonim m'suyomim. We find Rishonim that dealt with particular areas when it comes to Yerushalayim. K'mo yishar v'tshuva, but the Rebbe Yoyne. V'achoy v'sav others, Rebbe Nebachia. V'chein we have Sifrei Musar v'Yiro l'achroim. However, ach sefer she'yakif is calling yon avedis Hashem. But a sefer that basically is koilo, all-encompassing areas of avedis Hashem, not focusing only on one particular area, but focusing on an entire career of avedis Hashem in every aspect, mehochel ad gemira, from beginning till end. Meperikalev, for example, shoyisik b'yisoyit. Perikalev, he starts out with the yisoyit, how yisoyit is, what is the foundation? A person wants to work towards his goal of becoming a true Yerushalayim and a Noivet Hashem, you have to have the Yisoy to pick out, start with the Yisoy. He starts with the foundation. He doesn't skip the foundation and start with certain Madregas later on. But he starts first with the Yisoy. First you have to understand, what is your obligation? What are you trying to do? You're here in this world. You can't achieve if you don't know what you're trying to achieve. You have to first recognize what is your Choy Boilomoy. What is your duty here on this world? What is your purpose on this world? So that begins first, before you start anything. That is the Yisoyit. Perik Bezi starts Binyon the Zihiris. Zihiris means, because in order to attain Kedusha, there's also the negativities, is what you have to avoid. Kedusha, attaining Kedusha is the positive aspect. But before you can attain Kedusha, you have to be sure not to do Averis. Which that is the Sheval Tasa, that is the Shlili. So that in Perik Bezi is the Shar, Binyonim on Zihiris, the Hainu Kesim, the Shomer Averis. And so on and so forth, he continues on, but Perik Chavov, Shaboy Mala Haramchalas Odom Lidargish Shalasogis Rachakoidish. So you start from the basic. Start from the Allah base and avoid Hashem, start from the Yisoyim, until he leads you and guides you by the hand, systematically going from one gate into the other, exiting and going further, till he's telling you and he's showing you, this is the highway, this is the road map of how one is able to attain Ruach HaKodesh. Just follow the path of the Mesilas Yesharim. Just follow that road. Don't veer off course. Don't make a wrong turn. For extras, not even that. You think that's enough? Not even Ruach HaKodesh is enough. He even tells you to reach the Madrega at Chis HaMesim. Do we have the Koyach as we find the Chazal? The Tanoim, Amaroim, many, many incidents where we saw that they were in fact, they were Machayim Mesim. And Mesil Shom shows you the Derech and Avodas Hashem to be able to reach into pain, those Madregas. And Vahakor Beloshin and exact Loshin Mesil Shom's words are very precise, very exacting. And as we pointed out already, and we will do that as we go along also, to show that even though some phrases might be redundant, it's not merely just for clarification purposes, which is important also, but actually it's very, very meduic. There's a particular message in every phrase. It's not merely being repeated. Tahaka Beloshin mitum setis hagdoris meduyokis, very clearly defined, particularly. Ubiklolom huemtsoyim is giving you the means, the hasogis ha-mailis, and also v'amafsidim shalem. How you can lose the mailis. You do certain things, you can lose already those miles that you have attained. So in order to preserve those miles that you've achieved, you want to go even higher, but you may even lose what you have. So not only not going to go further, it's like taking two steps forward, maybe five steps backward. That's also clearly in the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, the Hakol B'Sofa Beruro Ne'imo, which is written very clearly, Hashov L'Chol Nefesh. When you say Mesilas Yesharim, Rabbi Yisai, Hashov L'Chol Nefesh, you know what it means? It means that anybody, Megodol Bakotin Kulam Sus Hashem. However, a Godol B'Yisrael will see much more, and a Kotin Shibiktanim will see basics. It's like a Pasuk Chumash, like the Chaim once said. The Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a type of a Chibur. It's something that man is not capable of reproducing, because you don't have a Chibur that the same Sefer is able to satisfy both the highly intellectual and then even a simpleton. Either it's a work of great intelligence or not. How can you have the exact same work, the exact same book, able to satisfy everybody of all levels of intelligence, but the Torah is in fact such a book? That's the uniqueness. The same Pasuk Chumash that Tinik Ben Yoimoy, Ben Chumash LeMikra learns, the Goyim Mebilna learns the same thing, Abai Barava learns the same Pasuk Chumash, and of course they see much more. In a certain sense, it points out that Machal is also like that. It can be learned on a very simple level, and you'll gain from that as well. But even Gedozul Shebegdoilim, the greatest of the greats will find much more and much deeper insight in the exact same wording of the Ramchal. That's the godless of the Ramchal. Miktame haktamim al yudoyla hagdoylim. Kulam yichoyim nimtzoi tam the divrei hamesilas yishorim. Everyone will find tam. Kol echad lefi dargosa. Everyone according to the madrega. Vahakoyim and everything the mesilas yishorim says is berayis beruris umetzoko is very strong and sound. Miyusid al avnei chokmas oemes. Milvad. In addition, besides the hadrocha lavoides Hashem, Oizek Ramchal, the Ramchal also is busy teaching us Besiluk Kolho Avzim to remove all the false turns, all the bad roads. Bastiois Shokol Mina Kvutzes Beyahadis. In other words, you have many, many groups. You have many, you have throughout Klalishol history, you have movements. Now, who is to know? The movements have, by the way, every movement has the greatest of names. The title is Moedavik. Go to our Reformed temple, it's called Beis HaLakim. You know, the holier the name, you know there's a problem on the inside. Beis HaLakim it's called. Nothing less. Beis HaLakim. They don't say Lakim, they write it out. with the hay. They call it. So you have many, many groups. The names are gewaldig, the labels are great. So the Mesil Tisharm is teaching you how to weed out and to recognize, be able to smell, that don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the impression, the outward impression by what you're looking at. He said, there was called many kvutzes, beyahadus. Beyahadus are many kvutzes, many groups. Everyone proposes and purports, right? They have the right way. They're going to teach you the right way. They have the methodology. Shechoshu, as we know also, lavedes Hashem al pisichlam argoshosom. They, through their own seichel, through their own hargosha, said they made up ways. This is the way they feel about it. Umetokat higiu lahanhogos muzorois. Thereby, being that it came from their own personal feelings, from their own seichel, this led to strange derochim between their way, lebein avodas Hashem, and mitis utzufa, the pure one. He says, oyin v'leklum, nothing. Rabbeinu HaRamchal nizgala v'sefer zeh, what becomes revealed in the works of the Ramchal, in the sefer, ke'echad ha-kadmoinim, like the kadmoinim, the early generations, asher b'li sofik ruach Hashem ho'yisaboyid, because of the sifrei. There's no question when it goes through the sefer, can see that he was endowed with ruach Hashem. Therefore, anyone can find, according to his madrega, anyone's capable of finding pisron will find a solution. The same lotion that is mentioned in the Pirkei Avos like Abba Torah in general. Right? Learn Shas Apoiskim. Any question that you have is found in Torah. Just have to look. Maybe you don't know which volume to take out. But that is every problem, every inyan in the world that you have, this pisron you can find in Torah. In the area of Avodas Hashem, just keep learning over and over again, look here and look there, and maybe go over something that you already learned. But the second time, the third time, as we'll see again, we mentioned last week, we'll see again in Mesilas Yesharim, go over it again and all of a sudden you'll be revealed. And all of a sudden you'll notice, you'll be confronted with new ideas that you didn't see before. And it's now becoming revealed because you went over it. And now you have gained new insight in that which you have already learned before. He says, Ma'amakim min soifim, endless depth can be found. Remodim l'nyonim shol chokhmas ha-nister, whether it's a hidden chokhmah like Kabbalah and so on, yedioiz mahanasa bevezen shomala, where you find out knowledge of things that happen in the bevezen shomala, perushim, mukhudoshim, you'll find new perushim, bebiure psukim, because he brings down psukim many times, but he sees things in the psukim that normally we wouldn't see, and it comes out from the Mesilas Yesharim, from the Ramchal, that the very psukim that he brings to us, psukim that we knew already, but now we see there's a new interpretation, there's a novel interpretation in those same psukim. And also Bemurah Chazal, where he was privy to those insights because B'chin HaSoyed Hashem L'Reyov, which the Gemara says and uses in sight as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals secrets to those who are Yerushamayim that they are able to see and read between the lines things that are not so evident on the surface. The Beis Hillel Yisroel did have this chus of the Siyata D'Shamayim, of course, of knowing it, and now to present it to us. So of course you can find depth, as he says, b'li soif. But the good news is also, me'idech efshigam l'koyre b'avon u'pshute. You don't have to be scared and frightened and say, I'm not such a b'al madrego. B'zoi m'sus yishorim, he talks to the greatest of people of all people. There's so much, he plummets to the depth of Ein Sof into the heights which goes b'li cheker without any gvul. So how do we have a chance? He wrote it also for each and every person. You can read it and learn it, b'avon u'pshute. The Imha Goyim Reb Yitzchak Isaac shared Dima as a Mesilas Yishorim L'Rambam. And if the Mesilas Yishorim was compared to the Rambam, what the Rambam did to Alocha, Mesilas Yishorim did to Yiro, Ono Nedameu L'Perish Rashi. Rashi takes you by the hand to to allow you to explain the Shtickel Gemara. The Rashi is made again for a side for a maschil to tell you Poshim Shabbat in Gemara, and yet Rashi is learned by the greatest Rishonim. Rashi is learned by the greatest Goyim. The same Shtickel Rashi. That's the idea. Amchal should be looked upon over as the Rambam, and the Rambam did to the Halacha. He did to Yerim, thinking of himself as a Rashi, a Pirish Rashi in Avodas Hashem. That is on the level of Havana Pshuta, as Rashi is, Pshuta Shal Mikra. Shenikra Bepashtis, Rashi is learned Bepashtis on a simple level. V'loim demoysa yelodim b'cheder. Right? Cheder yingla, they learn Rashi. In the same time, that same simple Rashi that they learn in Cheder, u'meidach Gisa, on the other hand, Genuzim boy is hidden in Rashi, Setorim, Mikivshoyne Shaloylam. Which comes from the secrets, from the treasures, from the hidden treasures that is hidden in the Olam Yisrael Yoinim, and Rashi brings it down to us. Not everybody sees it, but it's there. Uremozim l'masa matan b'halocha sheyesh b'gdoil rishonim. In the same way that we see the gdoil rishonim, of course, there you see the rishonim, kasha, Rashi, kasha, terutzim. Rashi sees them quite simple. But the truth in the simple words of Rashi, as there were many, many gdoil achroinim, except you medayik in Rashi, in the way Rashi writes his spirit, you'll find many of the kashas of Tosfos fall away. Because in the simple lashon of Rashi, Rashi actually is meramez and explains it in a way that you can see that the kashas, really of Tosfos, are not really that kasha altogether. If you're able to see in Rashi, really everything that Rashi is trying to be meramez to us. And so on and so forth. So this Rabbi Isai, okay, this is the first that we have here, as a Shtickel introduction again, in this, as you say, this venture of the Ramchal. So the second side we're going to leave a little bit for later. Let's just go very quickly over again. Let's go over the Ramchal real quickly, just to see where we left off before. Again, you know, as he began to say, he said, my purpose was not to teach people that which they didn't know. We're starting again, Hakdomas Arav HaMechaber, right? I'm trying to remind them, I'm trying to remind them that they know already very clearly. He says, because most of my words you're not going to find Dvarim Shiroi ben Yodim Yodim Oysom ben Fatman Klal. There are some who said, Rabbi Isa, we have a right to suspect him, Sil Tisharim, he was a great honor. There's a lot of Kedushim here, Rabbi Isa. So you can suspect him that it's not exactly so. He says, there's nothing new here. He had the vice talus here, he says. Everybody knows everything. Well, I guess coming from his vantage point, maybe he did assume that everybody knows it. But Kaponim, he says, if everybody knows it, what's the problem? So Mishnah Zosharim tells us, Elishik Firoif Kirsumam, because that rather, to the degree that these, right, that these inyonim are so well known, Bukinagidma, Sha'amitom Glui Lakoil, and Pakid, being that the emes is so clear and so evident, so he says, Kach, to the same degree, to the same proportion, Ha'hela Mehem Motsu Mo'oid Vashikha Rabo. So therefore he said they are routinely overlooked, and people basically, they forget about it altogether. Just want to show you, he says two Lishonis here, just to show you how Mesilas Yesharim was learned, I mean, by Gedolim throughout the years. He says, he talks about two things about not being aware of situations. He says, Ha'hele Motumoi, it's overlooked, Vashik Harabo, right, and it's forgotten. Two things he says. Haloma means being overlooked or hidden from you, and then he talks about Shikha. Let's leave that for a moment. What is the solution? So being that basically you know it. That's what he says. Dvarim pshutim, I'm telling you. Except because it is so pashut, therefore people just ignore it, and they take it for granted, and they're not into it. So therefore, Al-Kain, so Eina Toyelis, he says, Hamilkav Medah Sefer. So the main benefit to be gathered from the Sefer, Yotzim and Akriya by Pamachas. Because merely to read it once, being that he says this is Dvarim pshutim, I know it already. So I'm going to read it once, what I'm going to say. I didn't learn anything new. Kikvar efsher, because it's possible if you're going to read it once, it's very possible that someone, right, who reads it one time, he won't find any chidushim shloihoyibal with nekriyoso. He'll say, I knew it already. Elamat, maybe just very little chidushim will find. That's if he reads it only once. Avlo teyeles, he says, the true benefit yotzim in achazora olot ahasmodeh. Two things, we'll talk about that also. Chazara and Hasamodir. Which he says, basically, it has to be continuous review. He says, Ki yiskru loy hadvorim ho'ele, by reviewing constantly, he says he'll be reminded of all those things, hanishkochim ebnei yodom b'teva, things that people naturally forget, and now by chazaring it over, you're going to remember these things. And also, he says, then he says another thing, Two things, Bechazarim. You can remember that which people forget, the Yosem Eliboy, and also take the heart, Choyvosoy, which means his obligation, Asher Humisal Mamenu, that he tends to overlook. So I want to show you, to see just how aligned and the structure of the Mesilas Yesharim. For example, he said again in the, well, in my edition, it's the second paragraph, I don't know what edition you have here, but what we said a moment ago, he said, to the degree that people know it all, he says, Kacha Helem, right? That was the statement we started with before. Kacha Helem Mehem Motsui Mo'oid, he said, so it's very, right? It's very common to overlook it, Helem. And then he says, Vashikcho Rabo. And then he says also Shikcho. So there's two things really. This is not redundant. Haloma and Shikcho. What is the difference? So the idea is that it's brought forth, also mentioned in the Sefer called Pikoyin. The truth is, Haloma is Rabbi Sai, means basically you know something, but you overlook it means you don't think about it. There's a lot of things I know, but I think about it today, no. I think about it yesterday, no. Maybe once a year I'll think about it. But there's a lot of information that we know that is stored in our minds. We know it. If we will be asked about it, we'll bring it to the forefront because we know it. But you don't think about it. That's what Haloma means. Haloma means that you know something. However, Haloma, it's overlooked. It means something is you're not thinking about it. Shikha means that you have forgotten it. It's something that you might have known, but you forgot it means to the point that you don't know it. So therefore, we gather these two inyonim that he mentions, Haloma and Shikha, right? Haloma and Shikha. He says, Gabba, these two things, he quotes the solution. Therefore he said, Al-Kain Eina Toyelis. In order to gain a Toyelis that comes out from the Sefer, he said, Chazora and Hasmoda. You notice these two things. Also not the same. Not redundant. Chazora and Hasmoda. These are solutions corresponding to the two things that he mentioned before. He mentioned before, Haloma and Shikha. Klap is Shikha, you need Chazora. Like every different Toyelis. What does the person do, right? If you want to remember what you're learning, you don't want to forget, what do you do? Yechazer. So chazara is the solution to neged shikha. Like any chelik in Torah, any blood gemara, right? You don't want to forget it, what do you do? Yechazer. So chazara really is a solution to neged shikha. Because you want that the yediyah should remain by you. Legaba the fact, okay, so you didn't forget it, you know it. But haloma means, I thought you know it, but I'm not thinking about it. So what's the solution to be thinking about it? To be involved with it, to live with it. Hasmoda, hasmoda means continuous. Hasmoda means to say is adrabe. Chazor alone is not enough. Because the idea is it has to be in front of you. Hasmoda means, and we'll explain more definitive, it has to be mamash in front of you always. That's the idea. In order, you should not have any haloma. So that's why he mentions, ki yizokru lo yadvorem ho'ela ha'nishkochim ibn ayodam b'teva. That's one thing. Then he says, v'yosem meliboy choyvosoy achuhu misalem. Which means, keneged shikha hiwai, he writes, ki yizokru lo. You see? Can I get the problem, Shikha, by studying it over and over, by being chazering, right? He says you're going to have, you're going to remember it, Yizokhuloi. And can I get the problem of Haloma, which means it's on the back burner, but you're not thinking about it, he writes, V'yosim Eliboy. Now that you're chazering and you have Hasamoda, so now it's going to be in your heart, it's going to be in front of you, right? All the Yonim Asher, Misalim Mendo, the Yonim that he's being Misalim, that he tends to overlook. The emphasis is, as we talk about the idea of reviving that we know, right, that we know. So Shem says basically that Vorm Pshutim, he says. But either, he says, we don't think about it, or sometimes Poshet, we have forgotten it, because being so Poshet, we don't think of it as being something that needs to be studied. We take a look, again, the sheet that we gave, Rabbi, so look at Omid Beis, take you on the other side, and we'll do just some of it. We'll do some of it, and this is from Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal, in the Sefer Mishnas Ravan Chelik Beis, where he makes some reference to the Ramchal that we're learning now. Ravan basically, take a look, Shiroi ben Ayodam Yoidin, that's the title that we're talking about. We're talking about, Ramchal says that I'm teaching you things that most people know, and yet they're not living with it, it's not in front of them, they're not thinking about it, and maybe even they've forgotten it. Says Rabban, the Yalkut, look in the Medrash in Devarim, on the Posik Eilah HaDvarim. You realize, Mishnah Torah Eilah HaDvarim, this is, by the way, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. You realize this is Somuch L'Masosah, he's giving the Musa, Rashi says it. And Rashi, as a matter of fact, says, we find Yaakovino also gave Toichocha Somuch L'Masosah, and matter of fact, This is the true practice to reserve real toichacha somachul musasai. So Rashi gives us a mahalak. So what does Chazal say in Elad Boren? Maksiv l'malam in Oinyan. What does it say above? In other words, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, right? Sefer Bamidbar is right above the Boren. It ends with Eilah HaMitzvahs. The pasuk about Eilah HaMitzvahs. V'akach Eilah HaDvorim. Comes the Medrash and makes a connection. What's the connection? Listen to this. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavivin olai divrei Moshe shoychiach es Yisrael. Keneged kol HaMitzvahs shenosati lochem. Lekach nemer Eilah HaMitzvahs Eilah HaDvorim. We find that Rabbi said that words of Musar equates and is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is what Chazal is telling us. Eilah HaMitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs. This is referring to all the mitzvahs. Tariq mitzvahs. Kam Chazal, and what's next? It's followed by what? Another Eilah. What is that Eilah? That's Eilah HaDvorim. Say Chazal, what's the connection between Eilah HaMitzvahs and Eilah HaDvorim? That it's Chavuf Livna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eilah HaDvorim, the words of Teichocha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. He's rebuking them. He's being Ma'ira them. He's inspiring them. Those words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Divrei Teichocha, are as choshev as all of the mitzvahs. Says Rabbaran, Nimtzinu Lemedim, Mikan. What you see clearly from the words of Chazal, Goydel HaChiyuv Shel Nimud HaMusa LaChiyach Atzmut. In other words, Musa doesn't mean you have to have a live person standing giving you Musa. That's why you have Musa Sfarim. You learn Ramchal. Some learn Chayvus Al Dovis. Whatever one feels is Sherish Nishama, somehow that he's being inspired by. The Cheshivis of Teichocha, Musa. The Sefer speaks to us. Mipi Emblem, Mipi Ksavam, sometimes Tiksavam, sometimes Teresh Abapet, Teresh Abaksav. So the Chiyah, to learn Musa, because a person needs to always be reminded. The given Musa, Ki Chavivim Divrei Teichocha, is very important. The person should have a study session of Musa. That's why when the Muslim movement came about, as you know, of course, with Sol Salanto and so on, we know about that, and so on and so forth. The reason it's so important, because we see from Chazal that Divrei Teichocha is as chodiv keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. You know why? So very simply. Because through Musar, this is going to bring you to do the mitzvahs. If you don't have any fuel, if you don't have the driving force, you're not going to feel a need, you're not going to be ambitious to want to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. So the gasoline and the fuel and the koyach and the energy, in order to enable you to be mekayim and to drive you, not to be satisfied, to be mekayim of the mitzvahs of Teichocha. That's why Chavivim, that's what Rabbaran says, in Mishnah Rabbaran, that Teichocha is chodiv keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, because it's precisely through Teichocha that will bring you, you'll feel a need, not to be satisfied with a mitzvah day, like an apple a day there. But rather to continue the bechina mitzvah gerer, it's mitzvah to want to do just another mitzvah and another mitzvah. This is the koyach of Teichocha. Teichocha will bring you the musar, which warms you up, which basically ignites the spark of the neshama, is which will bring you to be mikayim ultimately all the mitzvahs. The chavivim der Teichocha, choychicha that Moshe Rabbeinu was moychiach them, keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, shein gufei Torah. Imagine. Mitzvahs is gufei Torah. That's what Rabbi Shlom gave. Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa. That's words of Abbas of Adam. That's words of Abbas of Adam. The words of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is of Abbas of Adam, is as chavig as the retire that we're given back when he broke himself. Amazing thing. Eilat Bor, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks. Moshe Rabbeinu, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu is basically as chavig as the words that Kishbrok himself spoke directly. Now, Vini Omru Chazal, the Gemara says in Brochus, that Toive Mardus Achaz Beliboy Shalodom, then one cracks, now the person gives an emes a groan. If you really have charotah, if you really have remorse, you feel pain by an aveira, Chazal say that accomplishes and achieves more mikama malkias. In other words, you can force a person to do something, but doesn't mean his heart is in it. You can give a person 100 malkias, as a result, he knows he has to be a Shem Shabbos, because he knows he'll get malkias. Once Malkus, twice Malkus. It's just a motion. You can give him all the Malkus in the world and you can make him do things. It's not going to be half as meaningful as a Marda Achas, means one krech is coming, one groan coming from within. Malkus is external. Right? You're hitting him. You're slugging him. So you're giving him Malkus. Nochamol. Okay, he'll do the right thing. Fine. But where's his heart at? Where's his mind at? Where is he at? Toiva Mardus Achas. Chazal say one Mardus is one groan, one real groan, means one real Hargosha. Right? Is the Liboy Shalodim Yosef Mekama Malkius. And Rishloki Shomani goes and says Yosef Memeya Malkius. It says even more than that. Shinemar, because Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Tachas Giyoro, he says, B'mevin Mahakis Ksil Meo. Means if a maven, a gishrai to a maven, someone understands, to him a gishrai, the message will have more effect, more roichim than hitting a ksil 100 times. A ksil, he doesn't understand. Doesn't know what you want from him. You're hitting him 100 times, so he's going to do what you want him to do. But he doesn't understand why he has to do it, doesn't have a need to it. He's doing it. One gishrai to a maven will achieve and accomplish much more, he says, than mahakis ksil meyo. What do you see from this? Harei hoyrulonu chazal have taught us, therefore, as goydul hatoychocha, what toychocha musar can achieve. The ikra toychocha, musar is not just having someone talk to you. The musar is absorbing it, internalizing it, that it touches you right there at the core. That's the tachlis of musar. The tachlis of musar is, he says, look what he says, yimachim mizboinen mechich leyatzma. It's not just the musar somebody else gives you. That should be just like the catalyst. That should be like the hisayrus. But ultimately, you take the heart and you begin to think, and you juggle in your mind that, and you process all that information. Ultimately, you become the mechiach to yourself. You are mustering yourself because you realize that you're not doing the right thing, and you yourself become the bal mussar over yourself. You're mechiach liatzmoi. Ki mamorim is the loshon chazal is mardus achas belibo shalodom. That the kochet ikonos olay. That the kochet should penetrate the heart. V'zeh yochol lekayim raku biatzmoi. That only he himself has to absorb and understand the message. You can hit him all you want. But if it doesn't go into the heart, he didn't accomplish anything, didn't achieve anything. The Zehu said, B'chol HaShom HaKula, that's through the entire year, and certainly said with Neyom and Aroyim. Now he's going to show you something, an amazing thing. He's going to show you how important it is to say to yourself, what do you have to learn to say for Musa? What's he going to tell me? I have to do this, I have to dav me'olech, I have to have a havas Hashem Yashem. I've heard that 25 times already. What do I have to do? He says, you always need reinforcement. And the illustration is just a beautiful illustration, what Rabban says. I can imagine how, if he says it live, I would say it and dramatize this. Look what he says to us here, like this, to show you what Toychocha, learning Musa, would have achieved. Umatzino, he says, we find, but Toychocha's Moshe, Sheherach bin Yechetam Ragla. Eilat Var Moshe Dibra Moshe, what's he talking about? He now goes and revises, goes over history again, right? He reviews history. And he says, but the Shalchu, it says, you send them, and he starts to start blaming them. The Eden, this is what happened to Chedam Aragli. Right? Because Baruch Hu said, there's Toiv, it's a good land, and so on and so forth, but they were not satisfied, but yet they said Maraglim, and so on and so forth. And then it comes further, Neilad Borim, he talks about, Uba Oynish Hanoyra Shal Dur Yosef Mitzrayim Shal Yerusaris. Right? So we talk about what the Chedam Aragli caused, the whole Dur HaMidbar, right? The whole Dur HaMidbar, they died. The Dur HaMidbar died. Chetam Aragelin, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Oyish Noira, as he quotes, as he says. Bekov Azman, and this man was Mem Shon of 40 years. Rabbi Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if you ever thought about that. Eilat Vor Meshidibra Moshe, you know when this Musa is taking place? This Musa Rabbi Yisrael is taking place, Somach L'Mesosar. Musa is already the end of the 40-year period. Which means that all those who died are no longer alive. No longer alive. Who is he giving the Musa to? He gave the Musa to those that survived, obviously. He's giving the Musa to those that survived. Look what Rabban says. He says, Ukishoichicho Malkach, when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa, Harekva Niskayim Hakol. It happened already. The Oynish happened. The Dor HaMidbar died. Vinisharu Mahaminyan, you know what was left from the Minyan? Rak Yeshua Bekole, before he's become a Mekoymus Betoyu. So all that was left, when Eilat Vor Meshe Dibra Moshe, what is left of that whole Chevra there? The whole chevra what was left is from the ganze minyan was left Yeshua v'kolei. As a matter of fact, as mentioned before, it's in Sefer Yeshua. A pair of Yudal had opened up. Metzino Shoma Kach Kol of Yeshua. He talks about it's us too. That's it. As we find, Yeshua says the kolei. Kolei says to Yeshua. Now, because you know, now make a point of occasion. You might remember, which is mentioned in a number of places as well in Sefer Tanis Daflamid also, the gezeira of the Dor HaMidbar to die was those between the ages of 20 to 60. Right? So those that were between 20 to 60, but under 20, or even close to 20, they were not b'chol gzeira, so they were alive. Right? So you imagine, you could have had thousands of Yidden, right, who at that time were under 20, they were not b'chol gzeira. which means that they saw everything that happened. You can imagine the scene, right? Anybody between 20 and 60, right? You see those people, they die. You see those die. They die. People who are under 20, they were like standing alive and watching to see what's happening. So the Rabban as follows. You had many at that generation which were under 20, close to 20, Shlohoye Beminion. We're not part of that. In addition, who else was not part of the Gzeira? Shevet Levi. V'chein al Shevet Levi v'al hanoshim l'nikzo Gzeira, on the women. The women were also not part. So all the women were alive. Harei shohoye ribavoyz hanoshim. Literally, you had tens of thousands of people. Shohoye gedoylim b'shas ha-Gzeira. They were already gedoylim at the time of the Gzeira. They were not affected, but they saw what happened to others. In other words, anybody who was under 20, they are gedoylim. 20? Under 20? 18, 19, 16, 17, 18, I think you know them. They were not B'chol B'Gzeira. You could have had like that, tens of thousands of that. So they saw what happened because of the Chet of the Meraglim. We ask the question, do you think Musa is necessary? They saw that exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw that the Oynish is going to come, that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, all of the Nevuah, that they're going to die. They saw it in front of their eyes, how pinpoint exactly how the Oynish came only to those that were supposed to get it, and those that were not supposed to get it, Levi was not supposed to get it, the Noshim were not supposed to get it, didn't get it. Says Rabban, whatever happened was mefursim to all of those that survived at the time, ki mefurish b'medrash. And we know Rashi brings it also in Tanis Daf Lamed, we know, called Erev Tisha B'Av, we know the famous story, right? But what was the Hanhoge? Every year of Tisha, because we're supposed to die on Tisha B'Av. Every year, more people die on Tisha B'Av. Who knows who yes, who not? The Koler of Tisha B'Av, Yemoshe, Moitzi, Cruz, B'chol HaMachne, the Oimer. He used to say, Tzu'u Lachpa, go and dig. Well, Yoyotzim, B'choy, from Kvaris. Everybody had to go and dig a cave for Erev Tisha B'Av. And he went to sleep in it. Right? He went to sleep in it. V'arekach, Yotzu Baskol. When the day passed, the Baskol came and said, let the living separate themselves from the dead. In other words, many died in the cave. And some didn't die. V'hoyenechzer b'chol Tisha B'Av, it comes out of Cheshvan, according to the Medrash, about 15,000. The Kroitrit comes out. The Lefi Cheshvan, v'uver b'rishoinen, and so on. Then there's the Mandomar that said, the Kula Mesu b'nei Shishim Shana. V'kitzer, whatever the Cheshvan is, we see, right, there was a particular Cheshvan, precise Cheshvan, who was supposed to die. Harei shohoyu moibzim gedoylem u'mufresomim mamish kitzis Mitzrayim. What you saw there exactly, how the Oynish exactly came out, and people, it's like the missile, right? Passing you by and hitting someone else, right? And then another missile, passing you by and hitting someone else. And the guy standing beside you or not behind you. They saw, they here we saw how the Oynish came exactly with pinpoint precision. These were Oynishim, these were Nisim Gedoylim. And also it happened only on Tisha B'Av. They didn't just die stam. They died all on Tisha B'Av. They saw how everything was exactly on a particular day. They also saw Shekula Mesa Lufi Cheshvin or Ibn Eshishim, depending on the which view you go by. They saw that all the Noshim survived. They were Marach Yomim. The chain row hamoifes. They also saw shul noisar ish none of the meraglim kim Yeshua v'kolei. Kim Moshe Huftak, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that Akev right a call of Avdi Ruach Acher is hoysaloi. Right? We saw. Now, let's just go to the just we have the break. V'kol elu. So it comes out that those that survived, many that died were their ancestors, were their ovis. Those that survived, right? Those that died from the survivors, those that died were the v'kol elu hoyu aviseim shel ador ahu. There's no question that those that survived, of course, they saw clearly nisim gluim, how only those that were supposed to die, according to the prediction, according to the plan, only on Tisha B'Av. Shevet Levi was not supposed to die, didn't die, the Noshim didn't die, those that were under 20 didn't die, and so on and so forth. They even saw, and Moed Gezach, they saw exactly how the Oynish came into Shemayim, as it was foretold to be. V'yediyah berurah kizut. Now imagine, seeing something so blatantly, so openly. The robe b'chush hasodes Hashem yizborach. Hashgochas. The word should be hashgochas. Missing a ches here. They saw clearly hashgochas Hashem. Ve'oynish ha'ched boifim mavil. In a pachadig oifim, they saw how the oynish came. Gamro, they also saw, moibsim gedoylim v'noiroim b'hashgochas. They saw Oynish Mido Keneged Mido Vamitis HaNavua, the way it was prophesied, they saw the truth clearly. Rabbi, if you saw all that, does Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell the survivors and talk again about the Chet HaMeraglim? Didn't they have a lesson? They saw the Oynish in front of their eyes, they saw what happened to the Meraglim. They experienced what was happening. They saw it, Tochas Hashem, with their own eyes. They had a clear idea in their head. We go back to this paragraph. In spite of seeing everything, in spite of clearly knowing everything, Moshe Rabbeinu still found it necessary to give the Musar al Kach. Why? Oh, why? Says Rabbaran, the answer is in the Mesil Sisharim that we just learned today. Have a kick. And Mefurish Khan, what you see from here, from this phenomenon, what you see, is what we're learning now. That is, quote, this is the words of the Ramchal. Ramchal says, in most of my words, you will not find, there are things that people really know, they have no suffix about it. But to the degree that it is so mefursim, well known, and in proportion that the truth is so evident, kach, so too the flip side is also true. The halomo, the overlooking, says Rabban, what the Yidden saw 40 years in the Midbar was not just dvorim yiduim, it's not something that they were accepted, it's something that they experienced. Eloch Yediyah Gedoyla Mizu, says Rabbar, Maharei, B'ma'a, Shiro, B'nei Yisrael, B'meshach, Men Shoma, B'midbar. Lo'hoyurak Dvorim Yiduim M'mukobolim. It's not something that was known and something was accepted as fact. Elegam Toifos Naroyas, Moiridige, things you saw. You saw open, clearly experiences. Toifos means, you know, open showing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed clearly. You saw open Meisim. Shirishuma Moyakavir, that the Roshim was Moiridig. In spite of all that yediyah, in spite of all that riyah that you saw, you can forget it. It can go behind you. It's put on the back burner. What do you see from here? Says Ravaran, what you see, it's all part of human nature. To weed out and to block out. You don't want to be afraid. You want to live with an idea. Because Baruch is Mashgiach every moment. Every step I take, there's a boishem over me. I really have to catch up my meisim. You like the Yetzer Hara comes and tries to block it out. Don't think about the boishem 24 hours a day. Hey, give him maybe a half an hour for mincha, maybe half an hour for chakras a little bit. But the rest of the day, you know, in between, take a break. That's why Baruch will be up there. This is what the Yetzer Hara, and this is the rotzon ha'adam. This is the tendency. Lis alei mitvorim berurim oiv. To overlook that which is very, very clear. The gam kishiroya, and even if he sees ki advarim hem benafshoy mamish, mekom kemisalemehem, he is able to overlook what is so poshut. And therefore, b'ho eitzah lozeh, so what is the eitzah? The eitzah is to keep reviving it, keep reviving it. Kemoshikosav, again, he quotes what we said today, hamasilas yishorim. So the yishorim said, and what we said today, avlotayelis yoitzah, the Teyelis, the benefit from the learning of this Sefer, HaChazora Olova HaHasmode. This is the Chazora and the Hasmode. Because the Chazora and the Hasmode, Ki Yizochu Eloi HaDvorim Ho'elo, this will remind you, all that is forgotten, Ibn Yodom de Teva, and the Yosef Meliboy, right? And put back into his heart, Choyvoto, his duty, Ashehu Misalem Emeno, that which he tends to overlook. So here clearly we see the need. How it's also important, that which we thought we knew, don't rely on what you thought you knew or what you believe you know. Go over it. Repeat it. Live with it. Have it in front of you. And then it'll be your Yisroishim, and then it will really guide you in the right way, and in fact, in the right derech. I want to point out that then this is, because when it comes to mitzvahs in general, we find that the Novi Yeshaya and all the Sifrei Musa talk about the avla, or the setback of doing mitzvahs anoshim mulumodo. Rabbeinu Yoyner writes terrible things about that. He calls them almost not a shomer mitzvahs. If you do mitzvahs merely by rote, when up needs my bregas alvai, we should do mitzvahs lomanotim mitzvahs. At least we should hear. We should have an asoga we're talking about. that the idea is mitzvahs anoshim la'adam means because it is so poshut that they become, like the Mesillas Yisroel says, when things are poshut to you, right, despite the fact that you know the emeskite about it, and you know the reality, but being it is so poshut, you don't think about it. So to putting on tefillin is so poshut to you. So you don't think about it. It just happens. Every day in the morning, you just put it on. You put on your pants, you put on tefillin on your head also. And so on and so forth. It all becomes inyon, becomes by rote. And the truth is, Rabban actually says it in a different place, in Mishnah Zman Chelek Aleph, he says, the truth is, when two people do a mitzvah, and one person does it with a hava, and one person does it b'yira, and the other person merely does it by rote, it's not the same mitzvah. He says, the pe'ula hachitzoinis, the tzura is the same, but the koyach of the mitzvah, the quality of the mitzvah, he says, is ferchoik mizruch mimaro. Rabban says, when a yid does a mitzvah, this is a yisoidin all over. Every time you do a mitzvah, there are two pu'ulas that you try to achieve. Of course, to be mekayem rotzon Hashem. That's the basic. That's what you do in the mitzvah. But the essence of the mitzvah is number one. Every mitzvah that we do has tremendous hashpoah, as Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Nefesh HaChaim, in the Yoyim L'Misol Yoyim. The upper worlds are not the same as they were before the mitzvah, as after the mitzvah. After you do a mitzvah, any mitzvah, every mitzvah has its corresponding koyach, where it builds and is misaki in oilu misol yoyim. In order for that to happen, you have to have rabbi sai quality tools. You have to have good hands. You have to have hands of an uman, someone who is an expert, knows how to do things, how to build things properly. If you're not an uman yad, then of course it's going to be lopsided, full of mumen all over the place. Your mitzvah also can be a mitzvah with many, many mumen, many blemishes. But in addition, by merely doing mitzvahs by rote without proper ahava, proper yira, Rabban points out every mitzvah is supposed to be mashpi on us. In other words, we become elevated. Every time I do a mitzvah, I am no longer the same person as I was before the mitzvah. I am now a yid who became mekudesh through mitzvah sukkah. I am now a yid who became mekudesh through mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis actually was mekadesh me. Mitzvah tefillah was mekadesh me. Tefillah was mekadesh me. But if I don't do it with ahava and with yira, I do it merely out of rote, not thinking about it. As the Ramchal says, because it is so poshut, so mela, therefore we are malimayim, we overlook it. We just do it because it's mechanical. So mela, we lose all of the milas that the mitzvah has and is ready to give us and wants to give us and should give us, because that is really the essence, the primus of the mitzvah. So I just want to quote you what Ramchal says in one of his other svarim, Sefer Das Tvunais. Just quote you two lines. Ramchal says, Loi kol b'nei odom shovim, v'loi kol ha'maisim shovim. Ramchal means that even if two people do the same mitzvah, it's not the same. So says Ramchal in Sefer Das Tvunais. Loi kol b'nei odom shovim. The told, look what he says, look at the chilik he says between two yidin. We're talking about two yidin doing a mitzvah. Look how Ramchal describes the difference between the two yidin. The toldois maso echot is the consequences of one particular person, yisalu adroim shimei shamayim. His mitzvah can be so gevaldik that mamish shoots up to the highest of the heavens, to shimei shamayim. And then he says, the toldois maso acha lo yisalu, the cloud doesn't even go up. It just hated the mitzvah, that's it. But it has no koyach, no force. It's never sluggish. The mitzvah just there, is it. It has no koyach of aliyah. It doesn't go. It doesn't move up. How's the word that the word said to the Baal Shem Tov? Baal Shem Tov once came into a Beis Medrash. Came to a Beis Medrash, and people were sitting and learning and doing Avodas Hashem. And the Baal Shem Tov said, seems to be a gewaldig place. He says, the place is filled with Torah. So later on, they asked the Baal Shem Tov and said, were you really so impressed with this place? He says, no. It's filled with Torah. The Torah didn't go up to Shemayim. It all remained down here. Tachlis is that the Torah has an aliyah, but it has nisala, Ramchal Goshen, that the mice of the echad is that yisalu adroim shimei shamayim. So if the Torah is learned, performed, done, mikuyim, kilchosoi, then it goes up, it doesn't stay here. If the room is filled with Torah mitzvahs, it means it remained down here. It has no koyach of an aliyah. By the way, it's a Gemara Mufreshes. It's not just Chassidus, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara says, in Pesachim Dachnun, Ravi Romi, Ravi has to steer it. One pasuk says, "Ki godoil ma'al hashemayim chazdecho," that your chesed is ma'al hashemayim. The other pasuk says, "Ki godoil ad hashemayim." Says the Gemara, kam lishmo, kam shlo lishmo. When you do a mitzvah lishmo, then it's ma'ala shomayim. Balatanya once quoted that Gemara. He says, and when you do a mitzvah shlo lishmo, it's ada shomayim. It's more down here. It's in this atmosphere. It doesn't go up. It doesn't have an aliyah. Says Ramchal. He says, Yoinasim ben Azil, Yoshev Eloimit, kol oif ha-perei achol of nisrif. That's one madrega of learning Torah. Yoinasim ben Azil and Torah, there's so much Kedusha exuded from his limit of Torah, that a bird flies over his head and becomes burnt from the Eisha Torah, from the Kedusha Torah. Somebody else also learned Torah. Not the same Torah. Not the same quality of Torah. Doesn't have the potency of that Torah. That Torah is a Torah out of road. That Torah is for other reasons. This is what Ramchal says. You always have to be aware when we do a mitzvah. The roif b'shitusoi, being that it's so common, it's so poshut, we just do it mechanically. And we have to become alive when we do these mitzvahs. And he points out, and this is one more word of the Das Tvun is Ramchal. And he says, v'kan ha-hadroge rabo, the madrege says Ramchal in Das Tvun is of doing a mitzvah, l'fi achonas odom, the way you prepare before you go to a mitzvah. It's a nidah achona. L'fi havonas ha-maisim atzmom, he says, and according to the havona of the Meisen. Let me just tell you something. Chazora, he says, and Hasmoda. What is the difference between Chazora and Hasmoda? Chazora means to review. Right? So, in other words, I'll learn it once, I'll learn it twice, I'll learn it three times. Hasmoda means there shouldn't be a hefsek, a gap, between the first time and the second time. Imagine, Chazora. I'm going to chazor something five times, but you know what? I'm going to learn it once in Chodesh Nisan. I'm going to do Chazora in Chodesh Tammuz. And then I'm going to chazor again, you know, 2 months later in Chodesh Tishrei. Sachakul, I've maybe learned it five times. But the gap between the learning was a tremendous hapsik. You have chazorah, yes. You did chazorah, but there's no hasmoda. Hasmoda means it should be beli hapsik. That's what's called hasmoda. When I quote you the Lashon of Rabbi Yisrael, Sro Salanta writes in Ori Yisrael, listen to his Lashon. Ubitanai, when you are learning and you are chazoring over, says Rabbi Yisrael, Shoyeh hefsik zman godol bein limudei habirur. Means when you're learning the words of the Musar, make sure there's not a hefsik in between. Laman lo yisreiken v'yizbatel reishim akeo. He says, the little bit of reishim that you have, in other words, even when you learned already Musar, the gevaldige reishim that you already accomplished, that little bit of reishim, he says, don't kill it. Because of the next time, there'll be many days or weeks or months going by. So now you have ruined the first Roshim. Says Rabbi Yisrael, Ki Oz, if you can have a Hefzik, he says, then Pam Sheini Yihareshis, Mechein Adin Sof. Then the second time becomes now the first time, because there's no connection anymore. The Chazorah has to be on top of the first time, to be called Chazorah. Because once there's a Hefzik, such an old Gebet, right? So the first time already is no longer here. By the time you're learning it the second time, you call it Chazoring, you're learning it the first time. It's considered like the first time, he says. This becomes now the Reshis. But this is the Pshat. So the idea is not only about continuation, which is hasmoda, there's also another important nekuda. Hasmoda means not only continuation, it means without a hefsik, but it also means it's a lifetime career. You don't stop. The person says, you know what, I'm going to learn a year and finish. Okay, I got all my hadrocha and avodas Hashem finished. It's never finished. Hasmoda means continuous. It means you have to get the roshim into your nefesh, and it has to become built into you continuously. Someone who learns it when he's young and then stops when he's older, it's like someone's being zoreya, you're planting, you're not being koitzer. You're not following up. You have to follow up. If you're going to plant and you don't harvest, what you accomplish? I planted tremendous. I plowed and I planted. But the Gemara talks about the lotion of being a zoreya, veina koitzer. This is what you have to do. So the Ramchal told us, basically, and he says that you have to, otherwise, he says, remember the lotion says, if you learn it once, he says, then you're going to find only, he says, ma'at. You may find only a little bit of chidushim. So I just want to tell you something very interesting. That the emphasis is that the Vilna Goin. How long does it take him to master? In 2 minutes, he masters Kol HaTorah Kula, the Goin. The Goin Mevilna Raboisai learned and he chazered Sefer Mesilas Yishorim Meir Pomen Vechot. 101 times, the Goin. And it's brought down that when the Goin used to be a Yoitz Aloderech, that is when he used to go on the road, when the Goin was a Yoitz Aloderech, as a Hagdomeh, before you go out into the world, you need Shemira, you go out into the world. Here's what pleasure you go out into the world. You leave your Dalet Amos. You leave the insulation of your house, the Beis Medrash, your community. And now you're going to meet the challenges of the world with all of the temptations. The going before he went out on the road, he would learn Perik Beis of Sefer Mitzvot Lasharim that basically explains the chiyuv of a person, lefakeach al kol ma'aseh v'drochah. How to be able to observe and to be able to be an oimed and to watch over his ma'aseh and his ways. And he chazed it 13 times. This is mentioned, by the way, in the Sefer, in the Hagdom of the Sefer called Mesilas Yesharim, which is given out by edition called Eires Chaim. And I want to tell you something, it's very interesting. This Yidua, a Maise that is told, this is one of the things that is told, that it was a Yid, who was the son of a neighbor of the Goyim, Vilna Goyim. A Yid who was the son of a neighbor. So this Yid says, and by the way, this neighbor said had a wall, had a common wall. Notice, the neighbor lived on one side of the wall, and the Goyim was on the other side of the wall. So this son said he heard from his father, who was the neighbor of the Goyim, that he once heard the Goyim that the entire night he said over, he repeated the Gemara in Be'edav Tezvod, Manichim Chayo Ilom Lo'iskim B'chay Yesho. Look how people are wasting their time. They're leaving Chayo Ilom. And what are they busy with? They're busy with Chay Yesho, things that only pertain to a temporary life. That's what they're focusing on. And you're talking about the Goyim. You think the Goyim needs to chazer that? And he heard the Goyim say it over and over again. So the son said that when his father heard the Goyim chazer over the entire night, Menichin Chai Oilam, Vaizim Chai Yeshua, Menichin Chai Oilam, his father became so spoiled, he sold his whole business, it's like his Eslan in Koyom. The words of the Goyim just went into his heart, just penetrated that far. Interesting thing, there was someone by the name of Shmuel, who lived in Yerushalayim in the Tkufa of this day, Chemet, that's what's brought down. That's around the beginning of the 1900s. We're talking about 100 years ago, roughly. 100 years ago. I got to tell you, he writes a letter to his father. His father's name was Harav Oizer Rosen. Harav Oizer Rosen. It's a sefer called Yerushalayim Shalmala, which brings down this letter. And this boy, call him a boy, he was a young boy, Shmuel was his name. He writes as follows. Esmoel Siyamti is a Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Yesterday I completed the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Umargish ani, and I feel shenehepachti lo damache. Boy's writing this. I feel I was transformed to another person. Hayoin be'erev, so now at night, ani maschi lilmoit Sefer ze shuv. I'm going to go over it again. I'm going to learn the Sefer again. Be'yachad im doideinu, our uncle, Moiri v'rabi Rabbi Yedidye. So he writes, "Kedai lochem lodas." This boy is writing it, innocent boy. I want you to know, when I learned Mesilas Yesharim with my uncle, this is now my second time. B'shoach Rabbi Yedidye loymed Mesilas Yesharim zol goyis ein of the moyes. There are tears shedding from his eyes. Es mulgam sipeli. My uncle also told me, "Ki b'Yerushalayim istoyvim harbet tzadikim. B'Yerushalayim there are many tzadikim roaming." Shehem bebechina sifrei mesilas yishorim, live mesilas yishorim, living mesilas yishorim. Halavai eske gam ani elias echad mehem. This is what this Bokhe Shmuel, this he writes. So I want to tell you something. Rabbi Yeruchem, Mir Mashgiach, writes, Taki Indas Torah, it's in Parshas Bamidbar. Writes Rabbi Yeruchem and he says, Ani lo marati sefer choyves halvovas b'mein urai. I already learned choyves halvovas, Mir Mashgiach. Didn't learn all the sifrei musim. I learned Chayvus Avovah, says Rabbi Yeruchim, B'mein Urai. V'chol ma'ash ani zoicher mimenu humilimudei oz. What I know now is from then, you know why? Ki lamadidis ha-sefer me'er po'omim v'ulai yosef. Mir Mashiach. Learning about Chayvus Avovah. This gives us a little bit of an idea. So, b'kitzer aboisai. It's enough, we think, that we have yediyah, we know something. That's not Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is, it should be carved into the heart. From Yediyah to take it into the lathe. The Chazor and the Hasmoda take something that's intellectual and brings it into the heart. Because Aboisai, knowing is not enough if you don't have it in the lathe. You can know a lot of things. But knowing intellectually does not help you stem the tide of temptation. The moshel that they used to give the Gevaldik, we're concluding with this moshel, push the moshel. Imagine Aboisai, a person driving quickly in a car. And all of a sudden he hears somebody yelling, "Stop! You're at the edge of the cliff." You know you have to stop. You can't stop. You know why? You're going too fast. When a person, Raboisai, is being caught up in the Hiluch HaChayim, in the stream of the world, you know you have to stop, but you can't. You're going too fast. You're being caught up in the stream. It has to be in the lake. The yediyah from kop has to be ingrained, has to be carved up into the lathe. That's the toyelus that the Mesilas Yesharim is referring to. Yoyte min ha-chazorah v'ha-hasmode. Because then he says, v'yosim el-liboy, choy-vosoy, asher hu-misalam emeno, and he will know what to do and be an elefayit.